like I'm gonna break the stand. Alrighty, you can find your seat or someone else's seat. And keep in mind, now or later, we are going to engage in quite a bit of conversation today. Because it was a week. My name is Melissa Millis. I blew dry my hair for the first time in like 2 years, so I have long brown hair with some gray stripe. That was more information than you needed. And I am wearing a velvet jumpsuit.
It's great.
For multiple reasons. Because it's kind of the color appropriate for the day in terms of, like, traditionally we associate, like, the color black with, like, funerals or mourning. And we're going to talk about mourning this morning, and it also felt appropriate going into this week, while simultaneously realizing that there's lots of joy in this city because of someone who I do not follow necessarily, but apparently a lot of people do, yeah. Taylor Swift. So it felt appropriate to be a little something, I don't know, something extra. It felt extra this morning, so I'm holding both. I'm holding both. So anyway, that's how I'm feeling to some extent, and I am well rested because of that extra hour. I'm going to ask you all how you're feeling this morning. Maybe over-caffeinated, a little hungover and a sugar coma, I don't know. I mean, all of it. Maybe anxious about the week ahead. I see a lot of heads nodding in that one. I want you to take a moment and to honestly assess how you are in this very moment. And acknowledge it. And then I'm going to encourage you to take a deep breath. To me, it feels like we're in an in-between time, a liminal space. A kind of time which I think our spiritual ancestors are quite familiar. This morning, we're going to take a look at two prophetic texts that invite us into rhythms of mourning as we continue in our series here, Finding Rhythm. To give you a little bit of context, for those of you who are kind of just jumping into this series, throughout this series, we have been circling back to rhythms that God invites us into that give way to belonging, support, celebration, and eventual harmony. These rhythms are established to free us to be the people of God, to rest and receive care, to make room for experiencing what God has for us in the ordinary, through life and death, the dark and the light, despair and celebration, grounded and wayward journeys. We are invited into new rhythms. Or maybe to allow for current rhythms to be disrupted or to integrate some rhythms. And we are led to sing and dance and find deeper joy in the midst of all that life holds. And this morning, I think we can feel that. Our texts for today are quite short. There are two verses, one from Jeremiah 31 and the other from Joel chapter 2. These two prophets are more like poets who creatively use words to express our deepest hopes, our worst fears, and our yearning faith. Interpreting doom that is already present while proclaiming the power, holiness, and mercy of God in a manner that aims to restore intimacy with God. Before we read the text and engage in conversation, I'd like to remind us that in Sabbath, the theme that was circled back around to last week, in Sabbath, we regain our footing. In Sabbath, we can acknowledge the phrase, if you don't take a break, your body will take one for you. And this is why grief and mourning is important and deep work. It is work that we attended to last week, even as we read Isaiah 58, wondered and responded through engaging with the Palestinian story and coloring book of Handala. Grief or mourning work is full of the emotional spectrum. In mourning, we laugh, we remember, we cry. And in the cycle, we come back to ourselves more full. We let mourning be our teacher. I'm going to read both of our texts from different versions, and I'm going to read them through three times. I mentioned there's just two verses, so. In the first reading, I want to encourage you to just listen and allow me to make just a couple of exegetical remarks. In the second reading, I would like you to pay attention to what you feel in your body, and in the third reading, note any words or phrases that stick out to you, and then we're going to engage in some small and large group conversation and reflection. So our first verse is Jeremiah 31:13, and I chose this from the Message version. Young women will dance and be happy. Young men and old men will join in. The pairing of two young people is an expression in biblical poetry often associated with joyfulness. Young women will dance and be happy. Young men and old men will join in. I'll convert their weeping into laughter, lavishing comfort, invading their grief with joy. Joel 2:12 from the NRSV, updated. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, or lebab, the inner being, your mind, your will, your heart, your soul, all of your understanding. In other words, we might say with your whole or undivided self. Return to me with your undivided self, with fasting and weeping and mourning. The word here in Hebrew translated as mourning is misped, which literally means wailing in lament. All right. Let's take a breath, and I am going to read these verses through again. On this second reading, pay attention to what you feel in your body. Young women will dance and be happy. Young men and old men will join in. I'll convert their weeping into laughter, lavishing comfort, invading their grief with joy. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. This is the word of the Lord. All right, on this third reading, take note of any words or phrases that stick out to you. Young women will dance and be happy. Young men and old men will join in. I'll convert their weeping into laughter, lavishing comfort, invading their grief with joy. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. This is the word of the Lord. We are going to move into a time of conversation in small group and in large group. And as a reminder, please give your visual description. If you need some help with that, there are cards in the bins here at your tables. Also, Brittany mentioned this a couple weeks ago, and I'll just reiterate that sometimes in our smaller groups, when we go to share back and reflect back to the larger group, we're not quite sure, like, do I share something that maybe moved and resonated with me that either someone else said or kind of as a collective whole? And so that's just an opportunity to either invite that person to speak or just speak what resonated with you back to the larger group so that we can all kind of learn and grow and share together. Okay? All right, so this morning, given the week ahead, I have adjusted all of our questions and given you sub-questions. So you can see there in your bulletin the additional questions, so I'm going to actually read them for you. Under what does the rhythm in today's text look like for us or for you today, I want you to more specifically consider where is grief showing up in our bodies and community, and how might we need to mourn as we head into the election week this week. Under the second question, where do you need to experience new rhythms or have old rhythms disrupted, I have provided additional questions of where might laughter, remembering, and crying bring us back to ourselves more full, and what is mourning teaching us? And under the last main question, what do you desire to be restored or made whole as you or we anticipate a time when cycles will come to an end and the life of beauty and harmony is actualized? I provided these questions. Where or how is God invading your or our grief with joy? And what have the saints who have come before us taught us? And how might we carry that on with faithfulness and wisdom into our lives? Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and encourage you to engage in some conversation. These are simply prompts for you. So there should be plenty there. Missed it.
We're getting ready to start a 7-minute video, so I
no.
Okay, I'm just gonna text it to them.
Yeah, just text it. Just text it. All right. Does anyone have anything from their small group that they would like to share? Brittany does. Brittany's gonna text it to the entire congregation now.
7 minutes and 39 seconds.
Does anyone have anything that you'd like to share that resonated with you? And I will come stand near you. So folks on Zoom, if anyone on Zoom has anything, they can
just ask, yep.
They can type it in, yeah.
Conversation.
Who are you?
I am Brenda, and I am wearing a kind of chocolate brown sweater with a plaid scarf, and I have salt and pepper hair, which tells you how old I am. So there we go. And then I always forget what I'm going to say. Steve, at the very end, was talking about how, I mean, of course, we talked a lot about the election and feelings, and the word anxiety came up, and at the very end, we talked a little bit about how, honestly, God takes the long view, and what happens this week is maybe not even, it's just a blip on all of what God is looking at. And then Steve responded, really it's about us showing up, regardless of what takes place. It's not whoever is president's job to work toward God's plan. It's all of us to show up. And I don't know if I did that justice.
You're great.
Okay.
Thank you. Any words or phrases that resonate with you all? Show up, all of us. Yeah, show up. Yeah.
It's like unplug things.
That's all right. It's probably charged enough.
Laura wanted to share our general fears about the election. Yet there's hope that we can be allies for each other, regardless of what happens. And the notion of embracing joy and grief at the same time, I was really drawn to the word that the message used about God converting our mourning into joy, right? It's not, he's not just going to take away what's causing our mourning. He's going to change it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Any word or phrase resonate with you all?
Converting.
Yeah.
I'm Autumn. I'm coming up on 50, cisgender female, and I've got an 11-year-old girl on my lap. And we were talking about, kind of similarly, that idea that, you know, like whatever happens this week, you know, we can get through about anything if we have our people.
Mm.
You know, and that even, and that in some weird ways, like grief sort of draws people together. And we were talking about how so often, like, you go to a funeral and you see people you haven't seen in years, and you know, like we don't wish death or grief on anyone, but it has this weird way of bringing good things out or reconnecting people, or so just the idea that, you know, that they do kind of go hand in hand, grief and joy.
Yeah. Any word or phrase resonate?
Our people.
Hand in hand, yeah. In our group, we were kind of thinking about, along those lines, with what your group talked about, you know, just when we've experienced being at, like, a funeral, or the recognition that sometimes we laugh so hard we cry, and sometimes we cry so hard that we end up laughing, and how they come back upon themselves, kind of like a full circle, and they overlap, and we often think that they're actually separate things. And we've experienced that, right? And in funeral settings where, you know, maybe we cry, but not enough that the little tissue that we have can't withstand it, right? And yet there's something really beautiful about sometimes we laugh so hard we cry, and sometimes we cry so hard we laugh. Amen. I'm going to encourage you to... we have one more?
If not, I can paraphrase it.
I can share. Awesome. I really don't want to discredit myself, but...
Great, you're... Don't.
Okay.
Who are you?
My name is Nicole.
Okay.
Was that enough?
That's good.
Okay. All right. On the flip side of all these, like, feelings, that was a lot that we were all processing. We mentioned laughing and dancing, and how the scripture talked about happiness and dancing, and how those things can be a release for how you're feeling. And I think sometimes you have to, like, move your body, whether that's through laughter or dance or whatever, not to get rid of everything.
Yeah,
like, not, it's not going to go away, but it might help to, like, not hold all that in your body, and your body needs to, like, release and relax. So remember that throughout the week, to maybe take care of yourself mentally and physically as well.
Yeah. Thank you. Any word or phrase resonate?
Laughing.
Dancing. We talked about something very similar in our group, too. Otherwise, we might get stuck in it. Yeah, it has to move and be alive. Yeah. All right. Thanks for engaging this morning. I'm gonna have you go ahead and scroll to the prayers of the people and Lord's table liturgy this morning. There are